My name is Emily. You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the Elgin County Library. I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thanks to Emily for her help with our intro. Our show tonight is coming to you from 105.9 FM Radio DeBrigg, right here in downtown Aylmer, Ontario. I'm Julie Berry, and Check It In, Check It Out is proud to present a show about the very smallest, youngest, most cuddly, puddly critters I know, the newly arrived. No, not aliens, not kittens or puppies, or budgies or hamsters or goldfish. I'm talking about the itty-bitty human creatures we call babies. I've got two little helpers for my show tonight. Della Jane is 3, and her brand new baby sister is less than a week old. Her name is Frances June, but everybody calls her Franny. Is there a baby at your house right now? If so, find that baby and get snuggly. Our first story is perfect for those little people who like hugs and kisses but don't have any grown-up words yet. More, 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 Said the Baby by Vera B. Williams. This book has 3 chapters. Chapter 1 is called Little Guy. This is Little Guy. Little Guy runs away so fast, Little Guy's daddy has to run like anything just to catch that baby up. But Little Guy's daddy catches that baby up all right. He throws that baby high and swings that baby all around. Oh, you're a great little guy, Little Guy's daddy sings to Little Guy. Just look at you with your perfect belly button, right in the middle. Right in the middle, right in the middle of your fat little belly. Then Little Guy's daddy brings that baby right up close and gives that little guy's belly a kiss right in the middle of the belly button. More, laughs Little Guy. More, more, more. Chapter 2, Little Pumpkin. Now this is Little Pumpkin. Little Pumpkin scoots away so fast, Little Pumpkin's grandma has to run like anything just to catch that baby up. But Little Pumpkin's grandma catches that baby up all right and swings that baby all around. Oh, my best little grandbaby, Little Pumpkin's grandma sings to Little Pumpkin. Baby. Just look at you with your 10 little toes right on the ends, right on the ends, right on the ends of your 2 little feet, good enough to eat. Then Little Pumpkin's grandma brings that baby right up close and tastes each of Little Pumpkin's toes. More, laughs Little Pumpkin. More, more, more. Chapter 3, Little Bird. Now this is Little Bird. Little Bird falls asleep so fast, Little Bird's mama has to move like anything just to catch that baby up. But Little Bird's mama lifts that baby in her arms all right. She rocks that baby back and forth and gets that baby ready for bed. Oh, my best little baby, Little Bird's mama sings to Little Bird. Just look at you with your 2 closed eyes, right on either side, right on either side, right on either side of your neat little nose. Then Little Bird's mama brings that baby right up close. She gives that little bird a kiss right on each of her little eyes. Breathes Little Bird. Mm. So, my friends out there in Radio Land, it's time to hear from the little helpers who have joined us for today's show, Della Jane and Franny June. Franny doesn't have too much to say since she's only been in the world for a few days. When I asked Della to say hi, she spoke right up.
Hi.
And here's my conversation with Franny.
Say hi, Franny. Say hi.
And here we are again. And here's Della.
She cried a lot.
Della gave me some good information about babies. I asked her what her baby sister liked to eat.
Milk.
He drinks all the time.
I asked her what she could do.
Nothing. Because she has a little hand right now.
Della knows one very good baby game that she can play with her new little sister.
Peekaboo. Ba-ba-boo.
I think Della would agree that new babies are not all that interesting or exciting. Our next story is all about that very thing. Behold, a Baby by Stephanie Watson. And the pictures are by Joy Eng.
Step right up, folks. Step right up. Come see one of the most amazing, astounding, stunning, and stupendous wonders of the world. Behold, a baby!
A baby? Big deal.
Prepare yourself, my friends, for one of the most astonishing sights that will ever pass before your eyes. Do not blink. Do not take a bathroom break. Or you may miss the fantastic phenomenon that is the baby's smile.
Smiling? So what? I do that all the time.
Next, you will see a talent so jaw-dropping, your jaw may drop when you see it. What was once impossible for the baby is now incredibly easy peasy. Feast your eyes upon the baby.
I can eat two bananas at once.
Just what you think. There are no greater miracles. There is an even more electrifying spectacle to witness. I'm referring to a skill so stunning it can cause otherwise normal adults to babble like baboons. Listen! The baby speaks!
Talk? I can sing. Babies are boring, babies are boring. Why aren't you snoring? Babies are boring.
The amazing, astounding baby is trying to tell us something. But what? What could it mean?
Duh, so obvious.
Unfortunately, folks, there is no one on Earth who understands what this sensational baby is singing.
I do.
Really?
Of course, Dad.
Please, son, tell us.
You want to know the magical, mystical message? What his wise and wonderful words mean?
Yes, we do. We want to know.
What does it mean?
Please tell us.
He wants his big brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have just witnessed a miracle, a marvel, a wonder. There is only one thing as amazing as a baby, and that is a big brother.
I can do lots more. I can read him books. I can feed him peas. And I can make him laugh. For a baby brother, you're not so bad.
What a poop. What a poop. Oh, good to be pee.
Is he asking for daddy?
No, just a new diaper. Show's over, everyone. But come back tomorrow and step right up. Step right up. I'm going to teach the baby how to eat 2 bananas at once, and break dance, and drink from a cup, and be an astronaut. Tomorrow, come one, come all, and behold, brothers.
And that's all the time we've got for our stories, but we have enough time to tickle your funny bone. Here's a riddle for you. Why did the little sister cut a hole in her umbrella? So she would be able to see when it stopped raining.
Check It In, Check It Out is made possible thanks to the Elkin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
We'd also like to thank everybody at Radio DeBrigg for their help.
And we mustn't forget to thank Emily for introducing our show. Also, a big thank you to Della Jane and Franny June.
Oh no, Gigi! It's a yes, yeah!
Thanks for listening today. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. I hope you have yourself the best week ever. Dankeschön, Zoiva Ans.
Guten Tag, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoffe, ihr habt das Programm geglaubt. Ich bin Mary Ham, and ich schaue bei der Elmer Library. Wir haben eine Library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, und ihr könnt direkt da, wo ihr wollt, fahren. Die sind alle neu auf. Die Öffnungsstunden sind an der Library deren zu sein. Ihr könnt auch fahren, denn das Fahnummer ist 519-631-1460, Extension 109, wenn ihr noch mehr Informationen fehlt. Bitte kommt nahen und seid, was wir haben in unseren Libraries zum Jünd und Jüne Familie mithalten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.